In your lifetime, have you ever received a promise that took forever to fulfill? There are those kinds of promises. There are some that are not kept. Gwen and I told our daughters that they wouldn't date until they were 35, but that promise got broken. But think about it. Some families, they pass the family business off from generation to generation. And so, you know, the parents may say to a very young person, one day all this will be yours. And it takes a long time for that to happen. Another one is when you're young and starting in junior high school, I've heard of parents who promise their young person, if you keep your grades up and graduate, we will buy you a car. And to a young person, can you imagine how slow the tick, tick of the clock is waiting for that car? It seems to take forever. There are other promises that we might hear. You know, even when little ones learn they're going to Disneyland for Christmas, you know, and it's only a month away. Oh, is it Christmas yet? But imagine a promise and a fulfillment 700 years apart. How would we think of that one? The prophet Isaiah told the people, as he told King Ahaz, God is giving a promise. And behold, there will be a young woman, a virgin, who will conceive and bear a child. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. And that fulfillment didn't happen for hundreds of years. From generation to generation, that promise could have been passed along. But we learn from history that it didn't take long and they didn't care about the promise anymore. So not long, just a few hundred years after Isaiah, there was not a prophet for 400 years. 400 years from the last prophet until Christ is born. The people had given up on a promise. Now, when we think of human promises, we understand that because people, there are so many variables in our life, there are things we just can't control. There are soldiers who have gone off to war and said, I'll be back before you even know it. And sometimes they don't get to come back. You know, there are all kinds of commitments, and yet they aren't fulfilled. Promises to love you forever. That doesn't always turn out. And so when we start with this human experience and we start to look at the promises of God, we wonder if they will be kept. So in the days of Isaiah, people wondered, has God forgotten us? Or even more personal than that, maybe God has considered me no longer worth it to keep his promise. You know, it becomes amazing how we start to impose our human thinking and our human behaviors on a God that's not human. And even when Christ was born, and so as he's true God and true man, people still imposed human thinking and human, you know, ideas and behaviors on Emmanuel, this one who is God with us. And he didn't fit. He did things that were remarkable. But in the Old Testament, all of these remarkable things were promised. Remember when the followers of John the Baptist were sent by John to go find Jesus and ask him, are you the one who was promised, or should we look for another? And Jesus ends up almost paraphrasing the Old Testament. Well, what do you see? What do you hear? The blind see, the lepers are cured, the lame walk, on and on. And all of that was promised about this Messiah, this one who was to come. And the people and the followers of John got to go back to him and they said, yep, this is he. God kept his promise. Christmas is a celebration, a rejoicing, a giving thanks for the God who has revealed himself to you and to I and all people. One who not only gives a promise, but he's one who keeps that promise. And it has changed us. Because it isn't our word that gives us hope, it is God's promise. It isn't our word that started this idea of forgiveness, but it is God's promise and the fulfillment of Jesus who goes to the cross. Even in the Old Testament, there it speaks of, the suffering servant. Or as John the Baptist described him, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is God's promised plan of salvation. Christmas may be an expression by our traditions about such a promise and how we want to be, faithful to our word. But sometimes when we get caught up only in our word, we miss what Christmas is really about. Do you remember Promise Keepers? Promise Keepers, it came and now you barely hear about it. It was about men being introduced to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And it was about men mentoring men, men mentoring young men and boys to teach them about what it meant to be a godly man, to be an honorable husband and a leader, a spiritual leader of a family. Promise Keepers was phenomenal for a while. And then it kind of set aside. And people moved on in their focus. I think it had great wonder and great potential. But if there was any vulnerability, it was this. Promise Keepers focused on my promise. Christmas is not about my promise. It's about God's promise. Has Christmas fade away? We're still doing it today, aren't we? Things like Promise Keepers and other spiritual revivals have come and gone. But our very challenge today is, in some ways, Christmas is fading because our focus is on gifts and wrappings and bargain prices and things like that. Instead of thinking of God's promise and God's gift, we begin to think about what's under the tree for me, And look what I got, a new watch or. And it becomes about the things that we promise and give to each other, but what we cannot give to each other is eternal life. What we cannot give to each other is a sacrifice that pays for our sins. What we cannot give to each other is an everlasting eternal hope and a place in heaven. God gives us that. And when we stockpile ideas and traditions and promises and commitments and all the wrappings of what we call a secular Christmas, we begin to hide that this day is really about the promises kept by God. He gave us hundreds of prophecies in the Old Testament. This is what he will do. And in Jesus, he fulfilled those prophecies. And there are some yet to be fulfilled. Like we know Jesus is going to come again to judge the living and the dead. It's a promise we hold on. So as we think about Christmas, I think this is the spiritual potential for us, even today. One, our faith in a God who keeps his word is reaffirmed. And that confidence to trust in him is bolstered up. Our rejoicing in the God who keeps His word. Instead of looking for reasons for joy elsewhere, we are renewed by Christmas in this joy of Christmas. A joy that God, who loves us, who made room for us in His kingdom, who sent His Son for all of us, is the one we trust. And then, when I think of all the troubles in the world today, or maybe I can just selfishly think of all my things in my life, there is this renewed that God has not forgotten His promises to be with me, to sustain me, to nurture me, to guide me. And that promise isn't selfish here. The promise is in the Word, and it's for you as well. What takes away hope? What takes away joy? What whittles away at our trust and our faith in the promises of God? It's things like fear, disenchantment, right? Disappointment, you know? It's things where we begin to wonder if God really is real or God loves us. Because sometimes those two questions are intertwined. Christmas is a reminder of just how much God loves you. I think that's what brings the smile, isn't it? It's the joy that God sent His Son, the perfect gift, to complete His promise and to show us that all the promises left unfulfilled, He will keep. And He will one day come, and one day our Christmas will be eternal in the kingdom of heaven. Christmas is a powerful day of renewal. Family, that's good. Friends, that's wonderful. But it's a renewal of faith that's eternal. And that is the power of Christmas. It's in the promise. The promise is given, the promise is fulfilled, and the promise yet to come. Amen.